In fact, you know, even though I said I was going to try and, as much as possible, avoid politics and all that, but, you know, we can't not help avoid talking about it. to me personally, I think that the office of the president, the presidency itself, the office now has been dragged to the mud with that man having the guts to walk in there, sit down on a chair with the Nigerian coat of arms behind him, and be talking unsubstantiated, as far as I know, comments to the effect that the Nigerian military has been stealing oil in Niger Delta. Whether that's true or whether it's not true, I have no idea. But for them, for a, as far as I'm concerned, he's a warlord. He was a warlord before he became on good terms with the government of the day and was given only God knows what. He has, I think it's a rather disgraceful thing to be personally, to have somebody like that sitting there while, like you said, another man is languishing in jail. I don't support Biafra, even though I'm of Igbo descent. I do not support Biafra. I think it's not going to work, because no matter what, even among, we're so divided in Nigeria that even people that you speak the same language, you have differences with them, and it won't stand. So Biafra, as far as I'm concerned, is not, it's not the solution to Nigeria's problems. Neither is the Yoruba nation, neither is any part of Nigeria breaking up with Nigeria going to solve the problem. You're talking about peace when the Lagos state government has gone to Alaba Market and is bulldozing the market. How do you talk about peace when you have things like that happening? And it's obvious that what they're doing there is just a retaliation, because Lagos, majority of them being the Igbo people in that area, supported Peter Obi. How do you resolve that matter? This is people's livelihood, their source of income. What do you want them to do? How do you want them to live in peace with the very people that they used to live in peace with before? When I was in Nigeria, I had Yoruba neighbors, I had Hausa neighbors, we had all kinds of people living on my street. And I can tell you, we were all living in peace. But with what's going on now, we are intentionally demolishing their means of livelihood. They gave them 1 week in which to pack their things and get out. How do you bring about peace with that? Let's call a spade a spade. How? And it's all due to just to retaliate because they voted for Peter Obi. Coupled with the fact that they want to introduce another law, we're all aware of the law they want to introduce regarding properties and making sure that the law is favorable to the so-called indigents of Lagos State. So it's lopsided to me. For there to be peace, there has to be reconciliation. How do you reconcile with a person that doesn't want to reconcile with you? Because if they did want to reconcile with the Igbo people, what they would have done, first of all, would make some reconciliatory moves. Demolishing their forms of business is not reconciliation, as far as I'm concerned. It doesn't even go one step near to that. Instead, it draws peace further and further and further and further back. And as this thing keeps going on, even those people that didn't even support Biafra before are starting to think along those lines. Look, if you don't want us, that's what they say, then allow us to go. The Afenifere Baba, I can't remember his name, said, if you don't want these people to stay, if you don't want them to have a say in their country, then leave them to go.
You know, you rightly said what you said. You know, I have actually not commented on what is happening in Lagos. I was horrified to listen to the videos, but I just felt that, okay, let me find out first what is the real issue there. But you're totally right that what is, if it is true, if it is true that suddenly people at Alaba, quick notice and other kind of anti-Igbo things, the policies we are seeing in Lagos State, things that actually reminds you of what happened after the Biafra war, the abandoned property policies that came, the lack of reintegration policies that came. All these things are actually playing into the hands of the separatists. All these things will play inside the hands of the violent separatists we're seeing in Southeast. And it will not bring peace, because the only issue is this. No matter where you stand in Nigeria, we need a minimum of peace and progress security. We can have debated political divide. We are not the only ones having it right now in the world. In America, we have it. In Europe, there is a strong wind of right-wing conservatism against left-wing conservatism that is very, very heated and militant. All of you know about the woke debates. So, but still, people are not carrying up arms to kill each other about it. People are not going in with vindictive policy that is so open in Lagos. It's a shame. It makes you ashamed to see what is happening in Lagos, and nobody's speaking out about it.
Thank you so much. I always like listening to your opinions because they actually 100% make sense. I personally believe that, first of all, the system of government we're running right now is too expensive, and it needs to be changed. And the best way we can, the best option for us would be to go back to the union. I think when we have the regional system of government, I think we were more united than what we are now. Maybe because we've been broken up further and further into ethnic regions, we have become further and further apart from each other, and has gotten to the level where every single ethnic and sub-ethnic, if I might use that word, sector of Nigeria is more and more to themselves. They feel that they don't belong with the other person or the other tribes. And that's why you have some tribes marginalized above others. Like it's assumed that an Igbo man will never be the president of Nigeria. That is an assumption, general assumption in Nigeria. And it's assumed that the North power belongs to them and should never ever go anywhere else. These are assumptions that we need to tackle. Personally, I would believe that one of the solutions that would help Nigerians would be a Truth and Reconciliation Commission, just similar to what we had in South Africa after the apartheid regime was ended. And there was a Truth and Reconciliation Commission that came up, and people basically confessed their sins. Yes, I stabbed, blah, 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 and I'm sorry for it. And it's left for the other party, the family of the party, to say, okay, I forgive you, or I don't forgive you, go to hell, get lost. That's what we need. We need to tell ourselves the truth, and the utmost truth. And we also need to decide, do we need to continue to be together? Personally, I think Nigeria can survive together. I think Nigeria would survive together. I think Nigeria is supposed to be together. But if we can overcome our little squabbles, yes, we are so many different ethnic tribes. Yes, we're not the only country in the world that has different ethnic tribes. In South America, you have, in Brazil, there's only God knows how many. You have the Amazon, then you have the black Brazilians, then you have the white Brazilians, then you have the mixed race Brazilians. You see, they might speak the same Portuguese, but they are different. They have different cultures, but they still live together. We can live together if we want to, but do we really want to? That's the thing. If we can get over this ethnic tribal bigotry that we find in our nation, I think Nigeria will move forward. But we need to overcome it. And that's the problem we have, overcoming ethnicity and religious problems. Religion is part of the problem as well. I'm not saying it's not good to be a Christian, it's not good to be a Muslim or whatever faith you believe in, but sometimes we take those religions to the extreme. They take them to the extreme and it tends to affect us. And I remember I mentioned in one space once, I said, a lot of people have been, the Nigerians in themselves have also been, they've marginalized themselves because of some of their extremist views. I don't know if I'm making sense or not. I think what we're experiencing now is even worse. And I think the election, it was bad before, and now it's got worse with the elections and what's happened after the elections, especially in Lagos State. I think it was at a level before, and now it's gone way up there. Now it's literally when you get people telling you that let's kill all the Igbos. Someone will say like, let's kill all the Igbos and take their property. That isn't the level it was before. I never heard anybody ever saying, let's kill all the Igbos blatantly on, tweeting it and saying it out there. So in that sense, I think it's gone a level higher. The way I look at Africa is the beautiful bride now, and everyone's trying to call Africa for their minerals. So you've got the Americans, you've got the Chinese, you've got them all scrambling for the little, you know, portion of Africa they can get. And that's why you have Chinese in the north mining Nigeria's minerals. Some of them are, a lot of it has been done, you know, backhanded, so to speak. And then also you have America trying to persuade Africa to desist from having a close relationship with China. But to me, I think China seems to be getting the upper hand. You know, there is some kind of imperialism going on, which is not so subtle anymore because you can see it. You can see what's happening in the French-speaking African countries. You can see what's happening in, like, the sub-Saharan Africa, like Nigeria and other areas. You can see what's going on. So, you know, until we start having leaders that are not so greedy and people that are not greedy. Yes, I also agree with you also that you said that we are our own problem. I agree with that 100%. We are our own problem. And the reason why we're our own problem is because we're greedy. We like money more than anything else. You see, the average white man, he thinks of his country first, then himself. But in Africa, we think of ourselves first before our country. And self first means whatever I can grab, money, property, you know, influence, I'll take it first before I think of my country, Nigeria as a country. So we have to go beyond that. That's what I think. Get away from that mental mindset, and then maybe Nigeria will get better.